Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. I hope you're all having a great day. We are being threatened with 8 inches of snow here in New Jersey today, so we're hoping that it will not be as bad as they're saying. But regardless, we have no control over that. So whatever it is, it will be. So I want to welcome you all. I see we have a couple of guests that have come on already. My friend Larry from New Jersey. How you doing today, Larry?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. A little bit cold today,
great,
though.
You what?
It's a little bit cold out there today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't been outside yet, but I was looking out the window, and I could see that it's starting to accumulate a little bit. So it will be whatever it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I picked up my shovel last night, make sure I had the shovel available to shovel snow if we get enough to shovel. And I also see Mary's on. How you doing, Mary?
Good. How about you?
Great. I hope you're having some good weather up there.
Sort of. We got about 5 inches of snow overnight, and it's still snowing, but it is 33 degrees, so it's warm.
Yeah, it's...
Only in Minnesota do you say 33 degrees is warm.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got your message about the picture. Mary, I got your message about sending a picture for the Hope Collection. And I'm going to try to get that done for you today if I can, if I can figure out how to do it. I've got plenty of pictures in my phone. I just have to figure out how to send it to you. So I'll get that figured out and get them sent to you. I've been working a lot with my sons, helping them on projects that they're working on in construction, and that's why I've been kind of out of pocket a little bit right now, putting in some long days and some hard work. But it's worth it. I enjoy working with them both. You know, when they were young, I taught them a lot of things in construction. And every time I bought a house, I had to renovate it because I didn't like buying houses that were already renovated. I like to do it myself. And so anyway, when they were younger, I taught them a lot of things that I knew how to do. And a lot of things that I didn't know how to do, I would ask other contractors or suppliers of services and products, and we got it all done. And now they're much better at it than I am. So it just goes to show you that you know, we teach our kids everything we know, everything we God has blessed us with. And then it's really up to them to what they're going to do with it, and it's up to them and their relationship with the Lord on whether they're going to move forward with their life and improve their situation and to help other people in their lifetime. And I have been very much blessed in that way, that my family is oriented towards helping other people and helping them to have a better lifestyle. And I thank my wife mostly for that, but I contribute a little bit too. But I was always on the move. I was either working or going to college or traveling with business. always on the move, but I tried to spend as much time as I could with them because I feel that's so important. I feel it's important for kids to have two parents, not just one parent, because so many one-parent families are struggling today because they can't spend as much time with their kids because they're busy making a living, and so it's tough. It's tough today. I think nearly half the families in the United States today are considered one-parent families. And it's a sad situation, but it is what it is. You know, we each of us has to make our own decisions in our life, and I I've taught my kids that as much as I can, and tried to help them and encourage them to do whatever it is they want to do, because I think that's so important that each one of them has different ideas of what it is they want to do with their life, and then we as parents can act as coaches to them and encourage them and help them. And maybe it's in a financial way, maybe it's in a spiritual way, or maybe it's in a need to develop special skills that they need to move forward with what it is that they decide they want to do. But I'm very, very pleased and very thankful to the Lord what he's done for my children. They're all doing very well, and I give all the credit to him, not to me, not to my wife, but we were there to do whatever we thought was necessary to help them. But God really helped them to do what they have accomplished. I have a doctor in the family. I have a couple of attorneys in the family. I have a school teacher. Two of my sons are contractors in business. One of my sons is he developed his own insurance company, and he's done very well with that. Now he's moved from this part of the United States to the other part of the United States, which is Puerto Rico, he and his family are settled down there, and they're doing very well. And so I'm very pleased. And some of my family has moved to other locations outside of the United States, like in Germany and Colombia and other places. So thank you, Jesus, for all of that, for whatever you do for the families. And Mary, I know you're doing very well in your family. How's everything going out there?
It's going really good. My son, who's, special, he is now sarcastic and a practical joker.
Wow, great.
And I'm excited. I'm one of them parents that any improvement, no matter what it is a good thing. So he came to me the other day, and he goes, "Mom, go look, come see the moon." Like taking the moon out in the sky, most people think of, Nope. He goes, "You want to see it?" And I go, "Okay." He turns around, bends over, and pulls his pants down, and he goes, "See? Moon."
Wow. That's great.
Oh, boy.
I laughed so hard, and then he goes, "Aha, fooled you, got you."
I guess he did, huh?
So I learned now to ask more questions when he asked me a question.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Is Bob on the call?
Yeah, Bob is on the call. I
how
just
are you?
Set it up a few minutes ago. I'm doing great, Derek. Good to talk to you. You know, Derek is the number one in contacting people and offering to help them and giving them hope cards and referring them to one of us. And he's number one in doing that through the program. And I'm very, very thankful that God sent him to me to work with, and that he's he's showing that he can do things that people expected he would never be able to do. And so I'm very happy. I'm very happy for that. I'm very happy that he's reaching out. And he's not only reaching out to people outside of the program, but he's reaching out to people inside of the program. I know he's talked to you a number of times, Mary. And he's talked to to Ron Clayton a lot and others. So, and I encourage him to do that because it's best that he gets another perspective of the program and what he can do to make it work for him. So thank you, Derek, for all you do. And we appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, and how's everything going with you guys, Larry? Everything okay over there in another part of this town that I live in?
I'm just taking either Kroger's. That's about it.
Yeah, we got little problems in the house.
Go work out.
We're getting there.
Go work out.
Yep, it will work out. Exactly.
Well, Derek works out a lot. In fact, he makes a lot of his contacts at the gym, and that's good, you know.
What is today, Thursday?
Yeah, I make my contacts at the gym.
Tell us a little bit about that, how you do that, Derek.
I just give him a hoop card.
Yep. You talk to them a little bit, give them a hope card, ask them if they have any questions and anything they would like you to help them with, to call you, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very simple process, and Derek does it very well. I'm sorry, what, Derek?
Nothing. I'm going to drop off.
Okay. You can come back on if you want later.
All right. Can I listen to the shows at night when I'm relaxed?
Yeah, okay. Well, you can come back on later if you want.
I like to listen to the tape shows at nighttime. I like listening to Mary at night.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to be on the Mary show? Are you going to be on Mary's show tonight at...
I think I'm going to try it. Is it 7, Mary, or 7:30?
We moved it an hour earlier, so it'll be 6 o'clock your time.
You said 6 o'clock?
It'll be 6 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock Eastern, right?
Right.
Nope, it'll be 5 o'clock your time, Derek, because you're Central, and 6 o'clock Eastern.
It's actually
an hour earlier.
Exact. It's actually 6 o'clock. My
6
time.
O'clock Eastern time. Eastern time.
Well, yep. 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern.
No,
Derek, we moved it back an hour. We're now at 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
I won't be on tonight then.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I won't be making it home in time.
Okay, Derek. You can
That's
make it
okay,
another
Derek.
Time.
Okay, Derek. You can call me if you need to talk.
Okay.
All right, guys. Mary, tell us a little bit about your show, what you do on it.
So my show now, I have a new co-host, and we sit and we talk about on Mondays it's all about who you are and self-awareness and how – it's so important to accept you for who you are. On Tuesdays, it's all about communication. And like last Tuesday, our big topic of discussion was, you know, is it okay to fight and have arguments in front of your children? And next week, we're going to talk about how to deal with arguments with your kids.
Great.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, it's all call-in, so it's all about what you want to talk about. What are you struggling with? You know, is it something at home? Is it something at work? Is it something at school?
Great.
And Friday is all about breaking the cycle. What are you struggling with? You know, is it addiction or is it self-esteem or is it, you know, weight loss or eating or, you know.
That is great. That is so, so those topics are all so important to everybody. And you know, people don't, generally people don't take time in their life to really think about those things. And what it is that they can do to have a bigger impact in their life on other people, and to help other people, and those types of areas that you talked about are just so very important to everyone, and whether they understand it or not, or whether they implement it or not, you're planting seeds all the time. And that's what I tell Derek when he's talking to people about the Hope Collection and giving out Hope cards. You're planting seeds every time. And I didn't come up with that idea myself. Dr. Joel Griffin used to always talk about that too, that every time we talk to somebody, every time we make a contact with someone, we're planting seeds and we're offering them opportunities that they may or may not have at that point in their life. So that's very, very important, Mary, and thank you. Thank you for doing that. And you're broadcasting, what, 4 or 5 nights a week?
We broadcast 6 nights a week. We do a Sunday night show, which is just part of the Kindness Club. And it's,
oh, great.
You know, we do a challenge, which is, you know, do a different act of kindness that week. And we've reformatting our Monday day show about kindness in the Kindness Club and issuing the Kindness Challenge. So we start the show the week off on a high note. And then inviting callers to come in on the Friday show with Len Tain to talk about what you did that week.
Great, great.
So we
That's
end
awesome.
And start on a positive note.
Yep.
And then
yep.
our Monday night show, our Sunday night show is also talking about what happened last week. It's like our Saturday show, but we're doing it Sunday, so it talks about what happened the last week and then what's going to happen this week. So if
it's
you want to tune in for something particular.
It's the same time every night? Every night at the same time?
Yep.
Okay. And you're going to leave it at 6 o'clock Eastern now?
Yep, for right now. We just had an overwhelming request to move it a little bit earlier
okay.
so that some people could sit down with their families and listen. Like a dinner time
yeah,
thing.
Great. 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 That's awesome. Larry, that's a good opportunity for you and your family also. It's the same telephone number, and it's now 6 o'clock Eastern time just about every night of the week. So Mary's doing that to help out people in their lives and improve the situation in their life. So be a good opportunity for you and your family to just to dial into that. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'd have to do that one of these days.
Yeah. Okay, Larry.
Right? So I have to do it on one of these weekdays.
And we do have a Facebook group. Yes, you have a
Facebook group, right? Yep, at Optimize My Life. And you basically
Great.
Can follow the show. You can listen to it live on social media. And, you know, if there's a particular topic or a particular thing you want to talk about or do...
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. You know, there's so many possibilities available today on how we can reach out to people. And we're just talking about some of them here now. Derek giving out Hope cards every day and Mary doing her programs every day. And Larry does a whole lot with different organizations, in the veterans organizations and in the Larry, you want to just talk a little bit about some of the organizations you're involved with?
Well, I'm definitely I have a thing called the Veterans Breakfast Club, which we go to on Tuesday mornings with other veterans, and you know, it's really nice. We get our eggs for free, and so we have eggs and bacon and all kinds of good stuff, and we do that every Tuesday. Then, you know, I'm involved with
It's like a breakfast club, right?
Yeah. Sorry? Yep. It's called the Veterans Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Which is very nice because you know we get together and you know.
I've been there a couple of times with you. And that's really a good group, good meeting. And it's showing the veterans a little bit of appreciation for what they do, or what they've done,
exactly.
and it's very important. And then you're involved with the Elks a lot too, right?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm going there for dinner tonight too.
And you're involved very much with our church and with the Knights of Columbus in the church, right?
Yes. Yep.
I tell you, it's great to have people like yourself who are reaching out to other people to help them, and not to be so self-centered, that worrying all about what you can do for yourself, but also reaching out to others and see what you can do to help them, and that's what we're all about. It's all about helping people and helping them to help other people. That's our motto, and that's what we do in the Hope Collection. And this radio show is just part of that. It's reaching out to other people and talking about ways that we can help each other to help other people. And so I just thank God every day for Dr. Joel Griffin starting this up and getting so many of us involved in it. And it was all volunteer, by the way. Everything we do is volunteer. And so it's a good thing. Did I see Country Boy on the phone here or on the program? Is that you, Country?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you. How are you doing, my friend?
Actually, I'm marinating right now. Old man over here in Atlanta downtown traffic. I got about six lanes around me, but I just kind of got off on the exit. So I was just listening as you guys were talking, and my spirit just was so here, jumping up and turning cartwheels and saying, yes, yes, yes.
Country, that's hard for me to relate to. You just listening. You always have a lot to talk about, and you always express yourself so well that I just enjoy listening to you, and I know our listeners do too. They enjoy listening to you because you have always something that's important to talk about. So go ahead, my friend.
Well,
I just wanted to mention that.
Well, thank you too, my old man, but it's not so much about the talk, it's about the walk. A lot of people say things that sound good, but the question mark always flies up in my head is, what are you doing about it? So as we start to understand that we're very unique in our own design, God says, I only made one of you. We've learned about that from the time we was in elementary school, that no one has your DNA. No one has your fingerprints, no one. And I always say the word ain't, out here in Georgia, ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. So if we're supposed to be godlike, and he thought he was trying to teach it to us on the elementary level, and if you really break it down to its simplest form, all he ever said was, I want you to show love and compassion to others the same that I have shown to you. So that makes it easy comfortable to live the lifestyle that I live, because I understood early that he designed each one of us in his image, which means that we're supposed to emulate and not just talk about it, Oak Man, but emulate love in everything that we do. First thing I heard right. Mary say is everything that we do starts with love. And
Amen.
We'll end the week
Amen.
Up with love.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
if
yep.
you understand the words that was coming out her mouth, my son just posted a little thing on Instagram the other night, and I'm going to put it into a greeting card, and it says, and I quote, everything that I do starts with love and ends with love. So who told
right.
you that the grass is always greener on the other side? The grass is
yep.
always greener wherever you water it at and wherever you love it at. So as we start to do what Joel Griffin taught us, which is simple. Now, please understand, there's five levels of intelligence. The first level of intelligence is intelligence. The second level
yeah.
of intelligence is brilliant. The third level of intelligence is genius. The fourth level of intelligence is simple. Keep it simple. You hear Lynn Cain said every single Friday that when he left, going off to the military and becoming the top gun and becoming international humanitarian man of the year and only been nominated five times for a Nobel Peace Prize. His mama says, baby, I just want you to keep it simple and just, watch this now, watch this, just be kind. Treat other
yep.
people. And so what happens in the process, somewhere along his journey, he had a head-on collision with the divine creator, and Joel Griffin was sitting in on the same meeting. Joel Griffin calls it the cycle of appreciation.
Right.
Once you love somebody, you guys, please understand, Shakespeare, we're supposed to learn to treat others the way that you want to be treated. Just be kind. Oh, here it is. Shakespeare says, it's a blessing to be a blessing. Has anybody out there ever heard that before? Shakespeare put it in a riddle and gave it to Hamlet and said, to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing or are you not to be? Choose this day. I made everything simple. Dark, light, good, bad, up, down, front, back. When you come in contact with somebody, your neighbor, oh, I forgot to tell you who your neighbor is. Your neighbor's not somebody necessarily that lives upstairs from you and you think they're over you. Oh, your neighbor's not necessarily somebody that lives downstairs from you. You think they're beneath you. Oh, man. Your neighbor's not necessarily somebody that lives next door across the street from you that you always bar a cup of sugar, but you never take any sugar back. Oh, your neighbor is probably someone that you never, ever, ever met before. Oh, your neighbor is probably someone that you never met before and you may never meet them again. Oh, your neighbor is someone that you probably meet, and sometimes if you have any kind of spiritual discernment about you, you'll find that your neighbor is someone upon meeting him, you already know that there's nothing that they can do for you. But if you're walking with your unselfish button off, here's what the question mark says in your head. What can I do for you? That's what love says,
yep.
not what can you do for yourself, what can I do for somebody else? So when we talk about the Hope Collection, and we've been doing this for 14 years at lunchtime, we serve up hope. Yeah, we serve up
yep.
hope for lunch. We have a whole smorgasbord of hope in different areas of your life. If you want to be a family man, if you want to be a church man, if you want to be into the community, if you want to be in the government, you want to be arts and entertainment. Joel Griffin laid the foundation to be able to pick and choose any of those categories that you, I call a super friend. Joel says, let's take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and allow every single person to come in and love their very, very, very best. We do extraordinary things on ordinary days. We have no hidden agendas of what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, oh, and your family. It's a family affair. So I'm going to kind of land this thing by saying one more thing, Bob. What most people don't understand, you cannot do what you have not been taught. So what we have to do is we have to retrain our mindset and understand, go back to elementary school, because if you don't learn what you're supposed to do in the first grade, now in the second grade, you have to go through the same grade all over again. God says your footsteps are ordered. If you look up the word steps, it means it's a process that we all must go through. It's a journey through life. But if you really want to get to your destiny and arrive on time, go out and practice. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope and some kindness away, hope, man, eventually will come right back to you, even if it does not come back from the person that you gave it to, even if it does not work out the way that you plan it. Is it your plan or God's plan? All things under the heavens work out for the good for those who love, for the love and love and love. If you love somebody, eventually, hope, man, the love will come right back to you. Shout out, Joel Griffin. Back to you, old man.
Yeah, and it will come back to us in greater amounts than what we expect. And in greater amounts than what we give, we get back more. And that is a very important principle that God says, you do what I ask you to do, and I will give back to you more than what you give out. And that's part of the cycle of appreciation that Joel talked about. I want to just mention one thing here that I think is important on this particular program. There's a young man, and his name is Gavin Johns. And Gavin was, he's about 25 years old now, I think. But he had a goal, a lifetime goal of being involved in sports, especially in baseball. And he's now a professional in the minor leagues. He talks about the story and the name of the book, which I thought is very important. It says, Laugh in the Face of Adversity. And I've only gotten almost halfway through the book now, and I'm very impressed with what he's written down and what he's gone through to get where he is. And there's no assurance that if someone sets a goal that they're going to be able to accomplish that goal. His goal is actually to be in the major leagues in baseball. And I believe from what I've read so far about him and the conversations I've had with him that he's going to accomplish that. And like you just said, Country, we have to take action. Well, he's been taking action all his life since he was a young boy when he learned how to catch a ball and how to hit a ball and how to run around the bases and so forth. He learned all those things and how to catch flies out in the field and so forth. And he continually practiced so that he got better at it and better at it and better at it. It's so important, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Country, about taking action, because it is so important that we can talk all we want to talk, and we can encourage people all we want to encourage. But if that doesn't sink in to them and they don't take any action on it, it's not going to change anything in their life. So they have to take action, and that's what we're here for. We're here to coach them. We're here to encourage them and we're here to love them, like you said, and to help them in whatever areas they want help. It's not about us. It's about the people we're working with. And so focus is on them and helping them to move forward and to have a better life and to help their families have a better life. So that's what it's all about. And that's what John Gavin's book is all about, is how many people that, how many friends he made along the way and how many of them he helped and encouraged. And then as a result, it's coming back to him. And so I really would encourage anybody that wants to. Mary, I'm going to send you a link, if you don't already have it, on how to get the book. And you can maybe put it in one of your newsletters or talk about it on your program.
Yes, please send me the link.
I'll send you a link.
And I have the book, but I don't have the link.
Yeah, I do too. And as soon as I found out about it, I ordered it right away. And I'm going to order a bunch more to give to friends of mine. And I'll send you the link.
That's
and
a good
you
idea,
can, you
old
can,
man.
What?
Make sure Mary pass it on to me because I'll buy something to give. I got all kinds of friends that are creating libraries in the house. So a good book is always good, old man. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
And actually, good thing for bringing that up to remind me, Bob, is that Gavin's going to be on coming up when his schedule clears up a little bit to promote his book on one of the shows.
Great. Great, great, great. That's a good point. And I know you've been talking with him. And see, Derek brought him into the whole collection. And that's one of the people that Derek brought in. And he and I talked a number of times. And then I got very busy with my sons. And so I encouraged Ron Clayton to talk with him also. And I told Derek to get to hook up John in with Ron Clayton, and now you're involved with it. So it's a lot of us are looking to help him, and he has, by the way, a program of his own, and he has the website, and I'll send you that information also, Mary, and then you can forward it out to whoever he wants to. And we'll
the nice thing is
from there. I'm just trying to help him along the way, and he's doing very well, and he's a good man of the Lord. He believes in God, and he talks to people about that also. So he's spreading the word, and he's being rewarded because of it, and he's being rewarded because of how he's helping other people. So I really appreciate if you'd send that out, Mary. Thank you.
Oh, no, not a problem. And Derek hasn't had a chance to connect with you yet, but, you know, Derek's working on a weight loss program for himself.
Yes.
This is how generous Gavin is he's actually helping Derek with that program.
Yes, he's helping him with, I think, with health, with weight management and health, I think. And that's great, and you're helping Derek with becoming an advocate, and that's good too. See, we can't possibly do everything for everybody, but we can, as a team, we can accomplish so much more. And I think that's part of the action that that Country Boy was talking about. We not only have to act individually, but also act as a team and work together as a team. And build this program, and it is growing. It's growing like crazy, and register people in it. It's free registration, and encourage people to get started in something. So
whether people realize it or not, they can stand around and watch and hear about it.
Yep.
But we're getting ready to. We're starting a revolution, is what we're doing.
Yep.
We're 3 weeks opening up two new gyms here in Atlanta. I got Dr. Marilyn Johnson Conjwadi, who has about 8 master degrees like Joel Griffin, has traveled throughout the world and found out some of the hidden secrets in the earth, all the herbs and nuts and vegetables and things that they don't, that kind of hid from us. Our gym has a health and nutrition center in it. We got counseling for people that have overweight problems.
most of the people that are coming to the gyms are moms. We just opened up a daycare center so they can leave the kids safely just right around two rooms over so they can watch their kids through the glass and while they play and have a good time in there. 3 weeks ago, my youngest son and I, he's B. Endorsed is the name of his company, but he was a young soccer star. We paid a little over $6,000 for him to go to Brazil and train with me, but he has a passion. Since we have a lot of professional athletes right here and that live right here in Atlanta, we did something called Kicking It with the athletes, but we was kicking away bullying. We're not being bullied anymore. And I got one little off thought for you guys. Actually, I've written 3 books, but I gave somebody else credit for them, and I'm a poetry writer. So a lot of times when we're on the meetings, we're on the call, I'm listening in, and I'm not just talking, but I'm also taking notes. I'm the best note taker in the world. Last night when we was talking, Mary and I talked just about every day. We're doing more business than some people that I've known for 20 years, and I've never even had the privilege of meeting Mary, but I do know that Our father, she's my sister from another mother, as they say in the hood. So I got one little piece I want to share with you guys right now because it's talking about what we're talking about. I wrote this little piece called Stand Up and Speak Out. Yeah, stand up and speak out. You don't have to scream. You don't have to shout. Just courageously stand up and speak out. We hear you. We believe you. We love you. We embrace your pain. Many of us experience the same. Emotional, mental, physical, psychological, verbal abuse and bullying is not good. Abuse is not right, and it will never be. Anyone abusing you and anyone abusing me. So please do not forget about our children. Precious, innocent little ones who became a victim of circumstance. Anger and abuse burned away their passion, hopes, and desires in any kind of chance. So now it's time for us to stand up and speak out. We all know that abuse has to be stopped, eradicated, evaporated, extinguished, dismissed, lost and gone forever. Tossed into the sea of forgetfulness. It starts with me. It starts with you. It's time we do what we know we should do. We got to stand up, and speak out. We're talking about every woman, every man, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make for a better world. We enhance the lives of people that we touch by helping people, so they can help other people reach their goals. Kind of like paying it forward, a kind of blessing, like we've all been told. It's a powerful, powerful kind of lesson. Yeah, there's a lesson in every blessing. So we got to stand up and speak out. We're going to team up. Y'all heard me just say earlier, we're going to be like super friends. We're super friendly, super kind, working together to help bless humankind. We're taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. All kinds of people doing extraordinary things on ordinary days, continuously passing love, hope, other people's way. So it's all time for us to stand up and speak out. You do not have to scream. You do not have to shout. Just stand up and courageously speak out.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, country. You know, you talked about that north, south, east, and west. And I every day I tell my wife how much I love her and how much I appreciate her. And I say to her, you know, you're the best woman in the world. You're the best in the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I think I got that from you, because you say it all the time. But she is, and I appreciate her so much, all the things that she does. and for not only me, but for all the family and other people, friends and the family. And she's one that's reaching out and speaking out and talking to people. And so it's I brought her into my family, and I already had 9 children when she came in, and she brought 2 more. Her 2 daughters, and,
wow.
And you know, they're all showing us how much they love her and how much they appreciate her and how much she helps them, and that's the kind of woman she is. That's the kind of person she is. So I thank God every
man,
day.
When I walk in the front door of my sister's house, which came from my mother, which came from my grandmother. It's a big 5-bedroom house. Got a creek running right through the backyard. Pear trees, oak trees, blueberry bushes. We got the whole 9. We kind of country like that. But when we walk into my front door, my grandmother used to do needlework and crocheting and make blankets and quilts. And I know how to make quilts. And I know how to sew. I know how to cook. I know how to do all those things that my grandmama taught me. She had a 6th grade education, but she had a master's degree in spirituality. When you walk in the door, Oakman, she hand crocheted and knitted into a big thing. We had it framed and it's still there. And I say, it says, families that pray together stay together.
Amen.
But see, what most people don't understand, Oakman, we're one big, giant family. I call us one nation
under
love. Do I have to keep reminding people that he says, I am, I am, I am, that I am, I am? Love, they say misery loves company. We already know that. Love loves company, too. It's not good for man to be alone. Man has no gender. It's not good for man to be alone. So what's happening, Mary's family's already, I told her husband on national radio, I'm in love with your wife. I told Ron Clayton, Linda, I love you. Artist, Paul Griffin's wife, she's still over there roosting, shooting, she just texted me. I love you. Do y'all hear the words that are coming out my mouth? It's contagious. They started another revolution. We're starting a one nation under love. Did y'all not hear me say, do unto others before they do unto you? Because when you give some love, some hope, some kindness away, it comes. It was a kind of like the law of nature. Whatever you put out there comes back. Didn't y'all hear me say at the beginning of the show? It's a cycle of appreciate. Oh, by the way, Oakman, I have a spiritually conscious account thing. I've only heard you say 14 times a day appreciation. Well, who's counting?
Yep.
I appreciate you, Oakman. I've told more jokes about you than anybody in my family. he's like a big oak tree planted by the rivers of love. He's got branches. He's got how many kids you say you got? How many grandkids? This man has got branches of generational wealth is tied to him. He understood a long time ago it's not about you. It's you do not leave an inheritance behind before you die. Ooh, something you did wasn't right, Oakman. I am your biggest cheerleader when it comes to family, because you understand.
Thank you.
And he says, I'm keeping. And then I just found out in closing, I write greeting cards. Here's my last greeting card. Some people in life never get the opportunity to meet their heroes. I raised mine. I found out my son is adopted, 14 kids already. He's only 32 years old. He has 14 kids of his own around the world. And he sends them money and feeds them and takes them to ball games and takes them on cruises and takes them on fishing trips. These aren't your kids. He's learned it from me. treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Your life is only Amen. As good as the members you fill it with. How do you fill your life with members? If you think you're not being blessed, go down to the local hospital, my grandmama says, and hang around for a few minutes. You be thankful that you got toes and feet and can see and all those kind of things. So we just want to practice what we preach. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on loving on you.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just want to say this. I say it usually on the program, but I want to say it again with the greatest sincerity, is that I love you, country boy. I love you, Mary. I love you, Larry. I love you, Derek, and all the people that are listening. Because God has told us, I love you unconditionally. God told us that. And he says, I want you to pay it forward. I want you to move it out to other people. I want you to serve them and to help them and to feed them and do whatever it is that they need. And that's what we do. That's what we're doing here. It's not about me. It's not about all of us on the program today. It's about the people that we're helping and about focusing on them and focusing on what it is that they want us to help them with and focus on what it is that their issues are in their life. We have solutions for any issues that people have, and we can help you to solve whatever issues you're dealing with in your life. Does it work 100% of the time? Of course not. Nothing works 100% of the time. But if we don't get it right the first time, then we'll work on a way to help you in another way that might work. So that's what it's all about, and we do it with love, Country Boy said. Yep.
I have a belief out that just jumped up in my spirit again. I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but my family and friends, and I turn and listen to this pastor and listen to another evangelist and listen to this person, and even I'm, all these people are not the same religion. It's not to say it doesn't matter. They're messengers. Their message is good. It's the things that's about the people that mess religions up. So we're not into no religion thing over here. This is a love thing over here. And something whispered in my spirit, Country Boy and his team, together, each achieve more, are going to build at least minimum. He's already whispering in my spirit. I'm just telling you to say this, but exceedingly abundantly more than you could imagine, little country boy. I'm going to build at least 100 houses this year and give them away to veterans. They're not going to have no mortgage. They're not going to be sleeping underneath no bridges. Why? Because I've been praying that prayer all my life. 70% of the veterans that come home fighting the war die at home. It's got to be eradicated. It's going to be stopped. We're not going to continue to watch our veterans stand on the corner with a sign saying, help. Will somebody help me? They helped us, and they did unto others before they went and fought for us, before we could even be old enough to fight for ourselves. And now it's time for us to fight for them. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'll get emotional on this one. I preach now because I'm kind of upset that we allow it to happen right in front of our eyes and don't do nothing about it. So now Country Boy and his team is going to build more than 100 houses, and I've already got the rights to take over a 287-acre prison. They used to put criminals in there, and I told them, well, y'all shutting it down. You took the furniture from Langley, Virginia. You got the high-tech cameras. You got an industrial kitchen that'll feed 200 at one time. You got a laundry room over here. You got a swimming pool and a weight room over here. And you got a gymnasium, and Joel Griffin and I played basketball in the gym before he died. We're going to take the wealth from the unrighteous and place it back in the hands of the righteous, and I'm going to convert the prison and put 2,000 veterans in a bunk bed, and they're happy to be there if they got a shower right down the hall and a place that they can eat and lay their heads. Birds may have feathers, foxes have holes and vultures don't have nowhere to lay their head. It has to stop. It has to start somewhere, and it has to stop somewhere. It stops right here. Back to you, old man.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, country. That is a great, that's just a great example of how you approach things and how you are very active in helping other people. And it's just a tremendous example. And thank you for bringing that up, and thank your wife for taking that over and running with it. I've talked to her a couple of times, and I know that she and you are a great team together, and you work together, and you work together to help people. And I commend you for that, and thank you. We are just about out of time. We have about 1 minute left. Larry, you got anything you wanna add before we close out here today?
No, I'd just like to thank Country Boy for mentioning the veterans, because I'm a veteran, and I know that, you know, what veterans go through, and, you know, they should all be respected. That's one thing, that they serve the country. And one thing, we take an oath to put our life on the line, and we do it. And I did it,
yep.
And I'm very proud of that.
Yep, and I'm very proud of you for the things that you've done.
What better service for one to lay his life down for somebody else? That's a godly thing, man. That's a godly thing.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
You see? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about veterans emulating the person that died for us. That's what we're going to do. So shout out, not just on Veterans Day, y'all. That's just one day a year. Shout out to all the veterans wherever they are. Prayer over them and their family. I pray that God places a Holy Ghost bubble around them as they're sleeping underneath the bridges. I pray that they won't be hungry, they won't be cold, and the best is yet to come. And as Burl Walk says in closing, we're going to make the rest of their life the best of their life.
The best of their life. Amen.
Right,
amen.
Thank you.
Well, again, thank you, Country Boy. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Derek. And thank all of you for listening. I hope that we have mentioned something that interests you. And if you need to get in touch with anyone, you can call me anytime on my cell phone. It's 908-209-9202. And my name is Bob Oakley. That's 908-209-9202. So I'll be happy to talk with you. I can't promise you that I will answer the phone immediately, but I promise you that I will get back to you. And really the best thing to do, I have texting on that phone also. If you'd send me a text first, before you call me, then I can recognize who it is that's calling me, because I have been scammed and I don't want to get scammed again. So send me a text first on that same number, and then if you want to call me after that. So God bless you all, and God bless America, and thank you, Country, for contributing everything today. And thank you, Larry, for all that you do every day in helping the veterans and other people with special needs and so forth. And I want to thank Mary for everything she does and for the shows that she's putting on, and for everything she does for her family. And I thank God that God has put Derek in my life, that I can work with him and help him to accomplish his goals, and many others that we're working with. And again, God bless you all, and God bless America. You all have a great day.
Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Amen.